A Kansas man was arrested and charged with a drug-related felony after a traffic stop earlier this week in Saline County. According to a probable cause, around 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle for violations near the 78-mile marker on I-70. The troopers then spoke with the driver, 18-year-old Donovan Bell of DeSoto, who reportedly was believed to be involved in criminal activity. And a canine search of the vehicle allegedly revealed three bundles of marijuana that reportedly weighed a total of 1.8 pounds. Online court documents state Bell has been charged with Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance, except 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabis, and two misdemeanors for drug paraphernalia and traffic violations. Bond was set at $10,000 cash or surety. A counsel status hearing for Bell is scheduled for 9 a.m. on Wednesday, August 23rd at the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. A Keytesville woman was injured in a rollover traffic accident in Sheridan County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 29-year-old Ashley Moore reportedly traveled off the roadway and overturned, causing the driver to be ejected from the vehicle. Moore, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by air evac to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of moderate injuries. The accident occurred around 6:10 p.m. on Missouri Highway 5, 3 miles north of Keytesville. The Slater City Council heard an overview of an audit report on the city's financial dealings over the past year during a regular session meeting on Tuesday, August 15th. A representative from Wilson Tolner, CPA of Marshall, was on hand to present the council with the overview of the audit and stated the city is receiving a good grade for the auditing process.
Top paragraph on the second page, which is our opinion. And that says that, in our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects the respective financial position of the various governmental activities, business type activities, each major fund, all the other funds, in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. So, Doc, there's your A.
In other business, City Administrator Gene Griffith details the events planned for a city festival next month.
Slater Fall Festival is coming September 14th, 15th, and 16th. Carnival, baby contest, stuff's going to be coming out. Slater Main Street News, who's in charge, where, and where to sign up. I know it's at the clothesline. It's pretty much the sign-up point for about everything. Whitney Houston Bank is sponsoring it's called A to Z Exotic Animal Adventures. It's basically a petting zoo.
Griffith added that the zoo will include exotic animals such as giraffes and monkeys, as well as local animals like horses and goats. And with more than a million visitors are expected to come to Missouri to see the total solar eclipse and attend one of the many events across the state through Tuesday, August 22nd, in response to the increased level of traffic, MoDOT's Kansas City District, which includes Saline, Pettis, Lafayette, Johnson, and Ray counties, will suspend most work zones. Only permanent work zones for extended road and bridge projects will remain, including one in Saline County. It's on I-70 at the Davis Creek Bridge near Sweet Springs. For more information on MoDOT projects or events, visit their website, www.modot.mo.gov. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.